Jess in with you this morning. Now, over the last couple of months, myself and Pete Holland as well and the crews have been catching up with Dr. Noman Jawad. Now, he's a GP here in Muswellbrook, and we've been talking about the severe lack of GPs and just why that is the case. Dr. Jawad, explain to us, you know, just what the situation was, and it seems like there has been some changes, what Dr. Jawad was fighting for. And he joins me this morning to give us a bit of an update. Dr. Jawad, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Jessica. I'm doing fantastic. I'm feeling all on the top of the moon because I'm so happy and glad to share the news that at last the government has listened to us and have lift the restriction off from Muswellbrook to appoint the doctors. And yes, so this has happened. So this is the news which I want to share you.
That's fantastic. So explain to us, for anyone who missed it, what needed to happen? What needed to change?
Yeah, look, it is the restriction has already changed. That means that Muswellbrook District, not only my practice and other practices, can appoint the doctors. And when this restriction is lifted, we have 1 year to appoint the doctors, and after a year, on the 1st of July, again, the government is going to review the same situation, that maybe the Muswellbrook area has a lot of doctors now, and they're going to put the restriction again, and then we will be unable to appoint more doctors. So this, of course, a fantastic news, and we are already working on appointing the doctors under my Hunter Medical Practice. And this will not only benefit Muswellbrook, but the small towns around Muswellbrook, which is Denman, Mary, where at least my practice is, and take the load off from the other small towns, Aberdeen and Scone, as well.
Yeah.
But another part of it is that the government has to realize that this completely will not take the pressure off from this area forever, and there should be some things that changes to be made in the laws and regulations, specifically for Muswellbrook and the towns like Muswellbrook, for the future, for the long, long term. Because if they apply the restriction again and the doctors, they move, they because of their personal reasons or professional reasons, no one can stop them and no one should stop it. And they are welcome to move because they have served the community of the time they want to. And then we can again go into this drought of having the doctors. Mm-hmm. It is still very low. We are still in a lot of pressure, but the good thing is that we can start appointing now, yeah, at least for a year only.
Yeah. That'll certainly make a huge difference, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. This is not personally for my practice. This is for the whole area. So
yeah,
I've been campaigning, and it will be benefit for everyone, and this will be fantastic. And there will be new faces, young people, male and female doctors will be seen in the town, mm-hmm, and getting the appointment will be early. My practice will be open full-time.
Yeah.
And people will be not, and especially the mental health, it will be very good for the mental health. And my hope is to open the practice for full-time very, very soon,
yeah,
and have not only one, but at least 3-4 doctors at one single point present in Muswellbrook available for taking any appointments.
Yeah. That's fantastic because, you know, it's such a busy time at the moment, not only with, you know, your everyday appointments, but as you said, mental health is a huge thing up here. Plus, on top of that, the COVID-19 vaccinations, I guess.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have people waiting on the street for us, you know,
yeah,
because of the COVID restriction. We have to space them out and we have to look after them after we give the COVID vaccine. We have been double, triple busy, and this restriction, which is off, and like straight away, the doctor, Dr. Sabah Hamad, who is working for in Denman and Maribor for us, she will be straight away working in Muswellbrook. So we are having this, you know, benefits of this straight away without any problem.
Yeah.
So this all will help, and all the new doctors who will come and join our practice will work in Muswellbrook as well as in Denman and Maribor. So this is a big pressure off from us, and now is the time to work on it and get the best use out of it.
Yeah, exactly. As you said, you've been campaigning for this for some time now. A lot of people helping you out along the way to get this across the line.
Absolutely. So I would like to thank to a few people specifically in this whole campaign. And I would say that I've been writing letter and including the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, Mark Carlton, Barnaby Joyce, Joel Fitzgibbon, Martin Rush, and quite a few other politicians as well, to try to alert themselves. So I want to thank all of them. And besides that, I want to thank the local people who may not be the part of the bureaucracy or the but the part of the politics and the local community. Malcolm Ogg, Rod Scholes, and Steve Reynolds. And specifically, I want to thank the social media, including the paper, including the radio, and the people like you, the Power FM, who has genuinely listened to me and allow me to say and, let my voice go out for the right purpose. And lastly, not the least, the main people who is the community. So we have done the petition, and there is thousands and thousands of people who have signed for it, and they have listened to me, and they agree with the shortage of the doctors, and especially my staff, and within my staff, Leslie Elsibon, the manager, she's fantastic. And she has helped me in picking up my mistake in writing the letters as English or otherwise in writing all the letters. And I want to specifically mention a very important person name. His name is John Hobden, name as Hubbo, and he is a previous president of Rotary. So the Rotary was really kind and have me and my doctors to talk about mental health and the shortage of doctors lots of times. And the Chamber of Commerce and the president and all the local stakeholders, organizations, they were all supporting me. And where there is a will from Scone, they were supporting me. So I would like to mention all the names and really, really thank you to help me in supporting this and letting this government change the decision and taking the restriction out from us.
It's fantastic news. Dr. Jouard, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and thank you so much for fighting so hard for something that our community desperately needed.
Yeah. Look, thank you very much for having me, and I will still not stop communicating with the doctors for the long term, because if they put the restriction again after a year, we could be again facing this decreased number of doctors and long appointments in the future. So we should not be slow to be reverted back and put pressure on the community. So I will be still persuading them, writing the letters and communicating with them to fix this problem for long term. And I want to thank you and everyone which I said before.